Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, Letter Number 5883, Baruch Hashem, the 28th of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Yudches, Brooklyn. So, the Rebbe says, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from the 22nd day of Cheshvan and the one that preceded it. And you have several questions. The Rebbe is answering his questions. Number one, he says, what are the rules that one should set in this path for his life? What are the rules, how to choose when you have many different directions? So how do you choose the directions in your life? And the Rebbe says, this is not a new question that you're asking me. I think you already asked me, and I answered already, that just as everything in the life of a person, you have to find the lesson in the source of all lessons, of all Yidden, which is the Torah, the living Torah. Torah comes from the language of instruction. So you have to look, if you're looking, what's the direction? You have to look into Torah. And since Torah is always obligation, we have to learn all the time. It never stops because the kid is always learning. Same thing is in the area that when you study, it leads you to action. It's always, it's constant. You got to study always, and you got to always have the study lead you to action. That means that all actions of all moments of the Jewish life needs to be a result of the learning. You have to keep on learning and keep on living your life from what you are learning. So the study that you study should be impacting and helping you to achieve the right direction in your life. Number two, he asked the Rebbe the very old famous question. Since Hashem knows everything that's going to happen, how do we have choice? The Rebbe knows that it happens. And the Rebbe says, this has already been printed and written many things from the earlier of the earlier one until the later of the later ones of the great people of the Jewish people. They addressed this question. And the very simplest explanation is, as in many ideas, by bringing you a very living example from a person who knows the future. And he says, he knows that after a certain amount of time, this person is going to do something. So, you know, a fortune teller or somebody who knows the future. So although he knows what you're going to choose, but the choosing of the person that does is totally free from that knowledge. The fact that the other person knows what he's going to choose doesn't impact his choice. You're choosing what you want to do because that's what you chose. And the fact that the other person knows what you choose doesn't push you to do it. And therefore, you have the freedom of choice. Most of the time, I mean, the Rebbe doesn't say that. We think, well, how does he know? It must be because he's forced. No, there's somebody who knows, Eibishter knows the future, and that's not directed by the one that knows. Number three, he asked the Rebbe, you have to daven, you have to meditate. And he writes, I don't know how to meditate. So the Rebbe says, generally meditation, especially before davening, this is something which is already written in the Mishnah. It's not something that Chassidus demands this. The Mishnah says, you don't start davening, but of seriousness. You have to have koyved rosh, meaning you have to be serious approach to the davening. And the Rebbe says, look in the Mefarshim, and how and in what to reflect in the Creator, in Hashem. It's explained in many places. So the Rebbe says, how and what to reflect, the Rebbe says, it's explained in many places, and amongst them is in the Holy Tanya, in the Kuntres HaTfila to the Rebbe Rashab, and more and more. The Rebbe says, for sure, you will participate in the Fabrengens of the Hasidim, especially the Fabrengen of Yutis Kislev. And the Rebbe says, he prays that the mark should be recognized throughout the year, and the Rebbe ends with a blessing. So the Rebbe answered him, how do you set up your way in life? Keep on learning and follow the directives of what you're learning to impact your life. And the fact that Hashem knows ahead of time doesn't force you to do anything. Hashem only knows what you're going to choose. And reflection, the Rebbe says, this is an obligation from the Mishnah, and the Rebbe references some places where he should look for specific ways to meditate.